In this compelling episode of Shadows of Mystery, we explore the haunting case of the Delphi murders, a tragedy that sent shockwaves through a tight-knit Indiana community. Two bright and beloved teenagers, Abigail Williams and Liberty German, were taken too soon, leaving behind a trail of unanswered questions and a community determined to uncover the truth. Through heartfelt interviews, expert analysis, and a deep respect for those affected, we examine the enduring legacy of courage and resilience in the face of darkness. Join us as we shine a light on their story, seeking not just to remember, but to inspire hope and justice. A chilling day in Delphi. On February 13, 2017, what began as an ordinary school holiday in Delphi, Indiana, turned into a day of unimaginable tragedy that would haunt the small, tight-knit community forever. Abigail Williams, 13, and Liberty German, 14, were best friends who decided to spend the afternoon enjoying the fresh air and picturesque scenery of the Monon High Bridge Trail, a popular hiking spot in the area. Liberty's older sister dropped the girls off at the trailhead, unaware that this moment of routine kindness would set the stage for a chilling mystery. The two friends, full of laughter and excitement, walked across the old, towering railway bridge, a landmark that drew visitors for its striking views and quiet surroundings. As they explored the area, Liberty captured moments of their day on her phone, including a now-famous Snapchat post showing Abigail walking across the bridge. It was an ordinary snapshot of teenage joy, but tragically, it would become Liberty's final update to social media. When the girls failed to meet Liberty's father at the agreed-upon time later that afternoon, their families immediately grew concerned. Calls and messages went unanswered, and as worry mounted, search efforts began that same evening. Volunteers and law enforcement combed through the wooded trails, hoping to find any sign of the two teens. Despite their efforts, no trace of Abigail or Liberty was found that night, leaving the families and the community in a state of growing dread. The following day, February 14th, the search resumed with greater urgency. Tragically, the peaceful trail was transformed into the scene of a grim discovery when the girls' bodies were found about half a mile from the Monon High Bridge on a secluded bank near Deer Creek. The joyous, carefree outing had come to a horrifying end, leaving the small town of Delphi shaken to its core. The mystery surrounding their deaths would ripple far beyond the borders of the community, sparking investigations and capturing national attention. Abigail and Liberty's legacy, however, would also inspire a call for justice and the resilience of a united community determined to find answers. Liberty's act of courage that changed everything. Despite the terror they must have faced in those woods, Liberty displayed remarkable bravery and presence of mind. In a moment of unimaginable fear, she had the courage to record a video and audio file on her phone, capturing chilling evidence of their murderer walking ominously behind them on the bridge. The grainy footage displayed a man with his hands in his pockets, wearing a hat and a blue jacket, his demeanor cold and unnerving as he moved with an unsettling confidence. His voice, captured in a chillingly calm tone, commanded, "Down the hill," a phrase that still echoes in the minds of those familiar with the case. This haunting clue later earned him the nickname the Bridge Guy. At the time, no one could have foreseen how critical these fragments of evidence would become in piecing together the mystery. The video and audio, though brief, provided investigators with a vital lead and gave the community hope that justice might one day prevail. It also served as a reminder of Liberty's extraordinary quick thinking and bravery in the face of certain danger. Her actions left an enduring legacy, shaping the direction of the investigation and keeping alive the collective resolve to uncover the truth. To this day, her courage continues to inspire all those dedicated to finding answers and justice for her and Abigail. An investigation that stretched on. The Delphi murders devastated the small, tight-knit community of Delphi, Indiana, leaving its residents shocked and heartbroken while drawing widespread national media attention. In February 2017, two young girls, Abigail Abby Williams, 13, and Liberty Libby German, 14, were tragically killed while hiking along the scenic Monon High Bridge Trail, a popular spot for locals. The discovery of their bodies the day after they went missing sent shockwaves through the town, which had never experienced such a heinous act. The case quickly became one of the most infamous unsolved crimes in recent history. Early in the investigation, authorities released a chilling image of a man now known as the Bridge Guy, captured on Libby's phone as he walked toward the girls. This grainy image immediately went viral, becoming a haunting reminder of the moments leading up to their deaths. Adding to the unease was an audio recording recovered from Libby's phone, in which the man could be heard saying the ominous words, "Guys, down the hill." Investigators hailed Libby as a hero for her quick thinking in recording the video and audio, which provided crucial evidence. Despite these significant leads, progress in identifying the suspect proved frustratingly slow. Over the years, multiple sketches of a possible suspect were released, each one sparking intense speculation and debate about the killer's appearance. The inconsistencies between the sketches created confusion, with the public struggling to reconcile the varying depictions with the shadowy figure from Libby's video. Meanwhile, tips poured in by the thousands from across the country, but many led to dead ends. As leads went cold, frustration grew, both within the community and among law enforcement agencies working tirelessly on the case. In 2019, investigators announced a dramatic shift in their approach, telling the public they were taking the case in a new direction. In a press conference, they unveiled a second suspect sketch, vastly different from the first. The new image depicted a younger man, and authorities emphasized that the killer likely had intimate knowledge of the area, possibly even being a member of the community. Law enforcement delivered an emotional message, addressing the killer directly with the words, "We're coming for you," in an effort to unsettle and provoke him. They urged the community to revisit the evidence with fresh eyes, hoping someone might recognize a detail they had missed before. Despite the passing years, the community's determination to achieve justice for Abby and Libby never faltered. Vigils, fundraisers, and memorials continued to honor their memories, with residents rallying behind the families and supporting law enforcement's ongoing efforts. Liberty's video remained at the center of hope, a vital piece of evidence capturing the suspect's image and voice that investigators believed would one day crack the case. Advances in forensic science and technology also provided a glimmer of optimism, with the possibility that DNA or other new methods could eventually identify the killer. The tragedy of Abby and Libby's deaths irrevocably changed Delphi, uniting the town in sorrow, resilience, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Their memory inspired countless people across the nation to keep their story alive, refusing to let the case go cold. To this day, the search for their killer remains active, and the community continues to hold on to the hope that Abby and Libby's murderer will one day be brought to justice, giving their families and the town some semblance of closure, a break in the case. The breakthrough finally came in October 2022. After 5 agonizing years of mystery and heartbreak for the families involved. A crucial tip, originally misfiled among the vast array of case documents, resurfaced thanks to the diligence of a sharp-eyed volunteer reviewing evidence. The tip pointed to Richard M. Allen, a local resident of Delphi, Indiana, and a pharmacy technician at a nearby CVS. Allen had previously self-reported to police that he had been on the trails the same day Abby Williams and Libby German went missing. At the time, his interview in 2017 appeared routine, and his alibi, a mundane recounting of his whereabouts, was accepted without much scrutiny. Claiming innocence, Allen had even reiterated his alibi during the initial questioning. However, years later, details from his account, coupled with newly unearthed and compelling evidence, prompted authorities to take a closer look, leading them to act decisively. In October 2022, Allen was arrested and charged with 2 counts of murder in connection to Abby and Libby's tragic deaths. His trial began in late 2024, and several key pieces of evidence became central to the prosecution's case. Among them was the chilling, grainy video captured on Libby's cell phone. The video, which included the haunting audio clip of a man's voice saying, "Down the hill," had long been a cornerstone of the investigation. Additionally, a crucial physical piece of evidence, a partially unspent .40 caliber bullet, was found between the girls' bodies at the crime scene. Ballistics experts linked this bullet to a firearm owned by Allen, further implicating him in the crime. Prosecutors also presented damaging testimony, including accounts of Allen allegedly confessing to the murders on multiple occasions. Witnesses included prison staff and even members of his own family, who claimed he had made incriminating statements that aligned with the evidence. Meanwhile, the defense sought to introduce an alternative theory, suggesting the involvement of a group practicing pagan Norse religion, known as Odinism, in ritualistic sacrifices. They argued that the crime bore hallmarks of an orchestrated ritual rather than an act carried out by a single individual. This theory referenced alleged markings and symbols at the crime scene that could potentially align with pagan practices. However, the court rejected this claim, citing a lack of credible evidence to connect Odinism, or any ritualistic activity, to the deaths of Abby and Libby. The defense's attempt to shift focus away from Allen ultimately failed to gain traction. As the trial unfolded, the community of Delphi remained steadfast in its pursuit of justice for Abby and Libby, two young girls whose lives were cut tragically short. The case, which had haunted the small Indiana town for years, represented not just a quest for accountability, but also a poignant reminder of the tireless efforts of law enforcement, volunteers, and a grieving community determined to bring closure to an unspeakable tragedy. The verdict and sentence. On November 11, 2024, nearly 8 years after the tragic murders that shook the small town of Delphi, the jury delivered its long-awaited verdict. Richard Allen, known as the Bridge Guy due to chilling footage captured by one of the victims, was convicted on all charges related to the deaths of Abby Williams and Libby German. The following month, he was sentenced to 130 years in prison, ensuring he would never walk free again. For the families and the close-knit community of Delphi, the verdict brought a measure of justice, but also reopened old wounds. The loss of two bright young lives remained a painful scar. While the ruling ensured accountability, it couldn't erase the deep sorrow or fill the void left by Abby and Libby. Libby's grandfather, Mike Patty, voiced the feelings shared by so many as he reflected on the outcome. "We got our verdict, but that didn't bring the girls back. It doesn't give us closure. It gives us a little bit of peace to know that he can never hurt another person again." His words echoed the bittersweet reality of justice, offering a sliver of solace, but no true resolution for the lives forever changed by the tragedy. Abby and Libby's legacy. Despite the devastating loss, Abby and Libby's story illuminates resilience and unity in the face of tragedy, serving as a powerful reminder of the strength of human connection. Tributes across Delphi, from the glow of orange porch lights symbolizing hope and remembrance to the Abby and Libby Memorial Park Initiative, stand as lasting memorials to their lives and the profound impact they've had. The Memorial Park, a vision brought to life through tireless community fundraising efforts and national grants, is designed as a space of healing, recreation, and togetherness. It reflects the enduring love and dedication of their families, friends, and neighbors, who refuse to let their memory fade, pouring their hearts into a project that symbolizes hope and renewal amid unimaginable pain. Liberty's extraordinary courage in recording those crucial final moments remains a shining example of bravery, capturing evidence that has been vital in the ongoing search for justice. This act of immense strength speaks volumes about her character and the unbreakable bond she shared with Abby. Their friendship, rooted in love, laughter and loyalty, has inspired not just their hometown, but an entire nation, uniting people with a shared desire to honor their lives and ensure their story is never forgotten. Their story transcends the pursuit of justice. It is also about the remarkable determination of a small-town community that came together in the wake of tragedy, offering each other support, courage, and compassion, even when hope seemed to waver. Countless volunteers, donors, and advocates have worked tirelessly to keep their memory alive, ensuring that their legacy continues to inspire and bring people together. Abby and Libby represent more than a profound and heartbreaking loss. They embody the strength to face unimaginable circumstances, the hope that refuses to falter even in the darkest of times, and the power of a unified commitment to honor their lives. Their legacy is one of courage, love, and community, a beacon that will forever shine, reminding us all of the enduring impact of their story and the importance of never forgetting. Thank you for listening and for taking the time to honor this story with us. If their legacy resonates with you, please consider showing your support by liking, subscribing, and rating us. Together, we can continue to share their story and keep their memory alive. Your support means the world to us.